Purity Part 5. Purified in the Spirit. Thus says the Lord, concerning baptism. Let my beloved first be baptized in spirit and in truth, filled with the knowledge of the Holy, nourished by the word of truth. Let them come to me in sincere repentance, and receive forgiveness of sins, in the Messiah's name. All burdens lifted, immersed and purified, in the Spirit of God. For the Holy One of Israel, is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, and with fire. And he knows his own. From, be baptized in the living waters of Spirit and truth. And though these have sinned in the body, as all men, they are fully immersed in the Spirit of truth. Enveloped in the Son's sacrifice. Cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Behold the chosen vessels of the Lord. They are washed and made clean. Both in body and spirit. Remade. Vessels of honor, meet for the Master's use. From, chosen vessels. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Messiahs, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verses 22-25. For you do always hold out the hand against the cleansing of the Spirit. You do always reject the word of the Lord. From, I am calling you out, part 2. Come out of the churches of men, and I will receive you, says the Lord. Having one's mind controlled by the old nature is death, but having one's mind controlled by the Spirit, is life and shalom. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. This question was asked of the Lord, regarding Luke chapter 15 verses 11-32. Lord, have I become hard like the older son? Have I put my hand to tasks, and forgotten to build up compassion for those who have gone astray? Is this story meant to convict me, Lord? The Lord answered. If your heart is convicted, then has it not also given answer to your prayer already, revealing the Spirit which dwells within you, of what sort it is? For only the Spirit of truth will bring forth conviction unto righteousness, bearing much fruit in the beloved, says the Lord. From, the Spirit of truth brings conviction. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Yahushua, and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11. Beloved, let your tears flow when the Spirit convicts you. Let them cleanse your eyes, so you may see, as your heart is set free. And no more resist the cleansing of the Lord. From, breaking through the barriers.